I am the telephone.
I am
the communicator.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I am a telephone. I am the communicator. Truly, there is one mind, there is one universal intelligence, there is one universal communication, and that is the allness and the isness. Now, these are rather big terms, these are rather grand concepts and ideas, but they're nonetheless very real. I am a telephone. My physical body, this body here of Herb Barley, this wonderful divine body that is so fantastic, so glorious, so beautiful, is a divine creation. And the Divine Telephone Company created this body to be an expression of itself. Divine Telephone Company, come on, Herb, what sort of nonsense is that? Well, it's not really nonsense. Everything needs to express. And the universal consciousness, the universal mind, the universal allness would be of little interest or little value or little anything if it did not express itself. But to express itself, it needs something through which to express. It needs to express through a creation. So it creates all sorts of wonderful telephones. It creates all sorts of wonderful objects through which it can communicate all that it is. Now, the ideal, the divine, the infinite, the absolute, is just there. And it is the allness. And as the allness, it wants to express itself. Now, how do I know that? Because I'm here, and you're here. Because the vast variety of things that I know about, and I don't even know about even a tiny, tiny little bit of the total variety that exists. But just imagine in plant life alone, how many plants there are on just this planet Earth. And I'm sure there are planets on other planets too, around the universe. Now, how many plants are there? How many trees are there? How many birds? Oh yes, get to the birds and the bees and the chestnut trees, and get to all of these interesting things. How many are there? Millions. Oh, now, that's fun. That's fun. Now, that objectively you can look at and you can see, and you can say, ah yes, I see. But now, take a look with your microscope into the bacterium, and the subbacterium, sub-sub-sub-bacterium, the sub-sub-sub-bacterium, down to the atomic format. Go down to the atoms, and the atoms, they exist, and the atoms are what coalesce to form the body, to form the plant, the flowers, the trees, to form anything. No. What divine design created these things to be that way? What divine design, what great designer created the trees to be the tree, to be man? Oh, we can go and talk about everything, but let's just talk about a few. Let's just take man. Man is a good thing. What divine creator created man? Well, now, I always have felt that we are here to remember who we are. We're not here to be something, to change something, to express something, but just to remember who we are. And when we remember who we are, when we remember that we're the allness, then as the allness, we are everything. So, on the pathway of remembering we're the allness, we are the telephone. And we are that through which the divine expresses itself and communicates itself outwardly. So our voice, you might say, is part of the telephone system. Our ears are part of the telephone system. Our bodies are like the telephone device itself. Well, I'm the communicator. I'm the communicator between the allness and the isness, the allness and the objective world that I see, the absolute and the relative. Now, the relative is just a figment of my imagination. The absolute is the immortal, unchanging allness. The relative is a constant changing attitude. Now, why is the relative a constant changing attitude? Because little by little, I am aware more and more of who and what I am. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose in life? To be myself and have fun. Now, my purpose in life is not to go through problems and have trials and tribulations. My purpose in life is to live in pure bliss, to live in pure delight, to live in pure joy, to live in the great feeling that all is right with the world and all is beautiful. That's my purpose in life. That's the only reason that I'm here. The only reason that I exist is to be myself and have fun. Now, as a telephone, I can transmit happy news or sad news. I can transmit lies or truth. I can transmit all sorts of things over my lines through my vehicle, this telephone itself. Or I can be the communicator of the ideal, my original purity and integrity. Now, what is my original purity and integrity? How do I find out what my original purity and integrity is? How do I wake up to what my original purity and integrity is? How do I wake up to that? Well, by meditating on it, by thinking on it, by letting my heart, my mind, my soul be one as who and what I am, my original purity and integrity. I let go and let this divine idea, this divine beingness, which I am, fly through the universe, through the air, through the world, through me, in this wonderful, perfect, marvelous path. And as I do that, great good reveals itself to me. As I do that, I feel so wonderful. I feel good when I am relating good. I feel lovely when I am speaking beautiful thoughts. I feel harmonious when I am singing melodies that synchronize with my own inner beingness. I feel all the sensitivity of the world. I am alert. I am aware. I am alive. Oh, yes, I am a telephone. Simple as that. I am the communicator. And I merely have to figure out now what it is I am communicating. What it is that I want to communicate. What it is that represents who and what I am. Who and what I am is so exciting. It's so beautiful. It's so rewarding. It's me. Who and what I am. I am that I am. And as I am that I am, and I am that telephone, then I hear and speak and share all good. As I am the communicator, I communicate what I believe to be the truth. I communicate joy. I communicate bliss. I communicate peace. I communicate life. I communicate all that is. In the allness, in the infinite allness, that which exists is purity and loveliness. And out of the infinite allness is me. And I choose to express the infinite allness, me, in its perfect, beautiful way. And the only way I can express its perfect, beautiful way is to be myself and have fun. The only thing, if I am a being that is myself and has fun, then my telephone only hears good news, only reports good things. My communication to myself and my world is purity, right action, peace, goodness, and goodness. Goodness, goodness, goodness. That's all I know. I know life is good. It is very good. And that's what I am, good. I am the telephone. I'm a communicator. Hadn't thought of it in that way before, but that's the truth. Because all is, and I'm express, I reveal that which already is, and I communicate with my world, with my creation. I do have creation all around me. I communicate with my creation, my highest and best, my divine, my original purity and integrity. I am the telephone. I may change my outward form from the original telephone with the crank and the bells within it to the little tiny chip that is in the process of getting ready to go just before the ear and be implanted into the head of every being who wants it to, or just being stuck on the outside there with some sort of a substance that makes it remain there, makes it stay there, so that it doesn't hurt the skin or anything, but just sticks right there on the outside. And it is my receiver, my sender, my all. And it's powered by the infinite energy of my body alone, the energy from the cells and the atoms that are in my body. This little device is able to receive the infinite, the power, the energy of my body, and use it to operate itself. And one day we'll transcend that even, because I am the telephone, I am the communicator, and I am that and more. And I have only begun to be myself and have fun. And there's more to come, lots more to come. I love me, I love me, I love me. Oh my goodness. And I love my creation so. I love you. I love you. I love you.